Porter Emergency Room, June 1st.
Dr. Yee, Y-E-E. Patient's first name, or first patient, is S-Z, 24-year-old, seen with flank pain. Patient has had a ureteral stent on the right side because of kidney stone. Dr. Yee did your analysis. We did show bacteria, but patient just got off macrodentin. He did the right thing. He called the urologist. The urologist told him that just to give something for pain because he's scheduling her for stent removal this week, period. He did do a CBC, CT, and chemistry, which were all within normal limits, except for a small ovarian cyst. The workup was complete. Patient was sent home with Tylenol number 3. Patient and to follow up with the urologist, that CT scan showed very slight hydronephrosis and no more antibiotic was prescribed. There was really no reason to admit patient for observation. Next patient is LS. That's a 19-year-old young lady with ear pain diagnosed with otitis media. No lab, no swabs. Treated with amoxil. Patient was very happy with the care. Well, go back to the first patient, SZ. Patient tells me she's still in pain, but she liked Dr. Yee and how he explained things very much. Number 3, MA, 41-year-old with cough, congestion, COVID exposure. Patient did have low-grade temperature. Patient test was positive for COVID, but she had minimal symptoms. The chest x-ray was negative. Dr. Yee chose not to treat with any medication. Patient was very happy with the care received. She's still doing well, no cough, no congestion, no fever, and no other symptoms. She's recovering at home. Again, happy with the workup and the treatment. Next patient is BH, 44-year-old with foot pain. Patient had a foreign body in, or had stepped on a nail and was concerned there was something in his foot. Dr. Yee did a CT scan, CBC, all within normal limits. No foreign body noted. Put patient on Bactroban Keflex. He tells me that he never got the prescription because he really didn't have much pain or sign of infection. He just wanted to make sure there was nothing left in the foot. I encouraged him to still take the antibiotic and the medication as prescribed. He was happy with the care received. Next patient is BG, 22-year-old young lady seen with anxiety symptoms. Patient had been seen with anxiety and shortness of breath at Porter before. She had CBC, CMP, urinalysis, EKG, and UDS all within normal limits. Had a low-grade urinary tract infection. Was given macrodentin on outpatient basis and Ativan 1 milligram in the emergency room with good results. Patient was happy with the care received. Next patient is SH, 19-year-old with knee pain. X-rays negative, treated with lidocaine. The phone number left in the emergency room on the papers, the phone number left the phone number patient left behind is not a working number. Next patient is CJ, 19-year-old young lady with abdominal pain, back pain. Patient had white count of 11,000, chemistry okay, UDS within normal limits, cardiac workup negative, CT of the chest, CT of the abdomen within normal limits. Patient was sent home with nausea and vomiting. She did have a heart rate of 48, which Dr. Yee consulted Dr. Klim before discharge. Patient is doing well, was happy with the care received, and the workup was appropriate. Dr. Klim recommended to send patient home. Next patient is RB, 4-year-old male with cough, swab tests negative, treated with Allegra, doing much better at home per mom. Was happy with the care received by Dr. Yee. AN, 23-year-old with foot pain, x-rays negative, ultrasound negative to look for DVT, treated with naproxen. Patient no longer has foot pain per mom. and is doing well. And they were happy with the care received by Dr. Yi and the nurse practitioner. LS, 7-year-old young lady with fever, swab test negative, diagnosed with URI, no treatment given, and no one answered the phone. Next patient is, no one answered the phone initially. Mom called back later and said that the child was doing well and they were happy with the care. Next patient is LH, 9-month-old baby, recently seen with otitis media, was treated with Ceftonir Saturday, 3 days ago. Dr. Yi did a CBC, which was within normal limits, chemistry, which was within normal limits. Chest X-ray showed possible viral pneumonia. He continued the patient on Ceftonir. When family was called today, the patient was, the 9-month-old baby was eating well, had no fever, and had completely recovered, and they were happy with Dr. Yi's care. Next patient is XS, 11-year-old young man with nosebleed, swab test negative, diagnosed with viral URI, and treated supportively. He has had no further bleed, and family was happy with the care received. Thank you.